So which is the topic of tonight's talk. Parshas Vayera opens up with Avraham Avinu recovering from Bris Milah. So Akarish Baruch Hu, comes to you, Vakar Sechole. So it says, Vu Yoshev, Yoshav Ksiv, he was sitting, Bikesh Lamod. And Akarish Baruch Hu says, no, Shev, Vani Omed, Vata Simen Lebanecha, that's for the Dayonim. Kim Nitzav Badaskel, he stands amongst the Dayonim and the Dayonim sit. Right? Why do you want a remes for the Dayonus at this time? He's recovering from Bris Milah. That's our first question. Question number two. Right, so three angels come. Right, Michal, Gavriel, and Raphael. And Rashi explains, because Eimach HaSesh Teshos, which means, by the way, not that he can't do literally two things, he can't do different types of things. Because Rashi says, Mephorosh, Raphael, that healed Avram, later saved Lot, but it's because it's the same type of shlichus, saving people. Right? It means that every Malch does a certain type of thing. Okay, yafeh. So Michal levaser sara. Gavriel lehafoch es stone, right, to cream stone, and Raphael rapos Avram, and he subsequently went to stone to save Lot. Great. What was Gavriel doing there? What was Gavriel doing by Avram Avinu? He was going lehafoch es stone. Why did he go to Avram Avinu? No, that was Michal. Michal.
So he could pray. Raphael went for two reasons.
He went to Avram to heal Avram. Then after he went to Stone. He was two out of three went to Stone. So Raphael went to Stone to save Lot. Fine. Okay. Michal, no, it wasn't needed in Stone. He went back to Shammai. Now he was there Levaser Asura. Right? Now Gavriel, his whole function was Lahafoch Stone. What did he go to Avram Avinu for? He should have hooked up with Raphael in Stone. What was he doing by Avram Avinu? Why was he there?
Because Lot was there. We had to give him a chance to figure out to go save him.
You think Gabriel told Avril that he's going to cream stone? The pastor Asher HaKosh who revealed that to Avram Avinu. Hashem Amar, Machas HaNeim Avram. I'm going with the Pshutus Rebekah that Gabriel was there silent. He hung out there because Michal did the talking. Right? Okay. And Raphael did the refuah. Right, so what was Gavriel doing by Avram Avinu? Okay, right. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals to Avram Avinu, he's cream and stone. So like Rashi says over there, Rashi says it was Avram Avinu set up court. There was a kategor and a sanegor, and Avram Avinu used the lashon, the shame adnus, which is a shame of din. It's one of the shameless of din. It's a shame of malchus, dina de malchus adina. He didn't invoke the Midas HaRachamim. And as soon as Avram Avinu didn't have any more tainus, right? So Avram, Nistalika, like Rashi says, Nistalika Sanegor, Nistalika, the court was, adjourned, because Avram Avinu had no more tainus. What? Start just being, Rachamim, Rachamim, Rachamim. The whole thing was in a tzura of Mishpat, with the shame Adnos, which is a shame of Din, with tainus, argumentation, and as soon as Avraham Avinu had nothing more to say, we say, Riboshah, Me'otza, Baraschinam, use the Shema Vaya. The whole thing was done in the Tzura of court. And then that's Avraham Avinu's whole argument, Hashofet Kol Ha'aretz Lo Yasir. Avraham Avinu was coming to argue that it wouldn't be Mishpat. Ditch Mishpat. Rachamim. You want to save people, right? So ditch Mishpat. It was all B'derech Mishpat. Right? As a chalilacha, chalila, double lashon, chalilacha ba'olam hazeh, chalila lo'olam haba. What's chalila lo'olam haba? That's another thing, that's what Rashi says.
Who's the context of that? Did they do it?
Right. They were oimed with their wrists.
Okay. Okay, I mean, you're 100% right. We're going to say even, I'm going to add to that. Is that narcotics? What is that?
No.
Okay. Anyway, that was all on tape. Anyway, now interestingly enough,
could be that Avraham right? didn't want to save Sodom if it was on Rachamim. He only wanted to save only if it was Mitzvah Mishpat.
Okay, but why?
Because the rishis of that people were not, in the drawer.
If it's a deacon, it would be Mishpat, not Rachamim.
No, so he argued if there may be this amount to tzedek, and once he saw that it won't work based on the Mabul precedent, he gave up. You know, he gave up. Aravino, like, ran out of things to say. Beg for mercy, Stalin. Like, why the whole thing? There were, and like Rashi says, there was a kategor and a sanegor. He set up court. Why court? You want to save people, just beg for mercy. Right? The whole thing was aftispet tzedek in Russia. You know, the whole thing was, he was arguing, it was law. It was law. That's very interesting. Yeah. So now, further, you get to the Malachim reached stone and Lot Yoshev Besharair. What does Rashi say over there? Yoshev Ksiv, you know, almost the same dress by Avraham Avinu. That day they made him a shofet. So you see the concept of Mishpat from the beginning of the parsha. After similar banecha, that, you know, there'll be, you know, that the Dayanim sit and I stand. All the way through, that Lot that day was appointed a shofet. And that's what they say, Ish Bala Gurva, Ish Bala Shofet. You just came here, now you're meeting out the law. You know, as they were, I guess, they had, like the, you know, anti-Trump, that harata on the appointment, right? All these mishpat. So we'll be magdim that everyone knows, you know, from based on the midrashim, that Stone had a justice system, albeit a sick one, but they had a justice system, right? They had dayanim, and one of their rules was chesed is punishable by death. Hakitzakasa ba elai, that one woman gave something to an oni, and they mamish covered her in honey that the bee stung her to death, and that was hakitzakasa. You know, that was the final cry that Kosher said, I'm taking this place off the map. Strict midas adin. Right? Strict midas adin. So the truth is, you know, what I heard from Rav Nachman Boom in Zechron Livracha, and then what I saw in Sfarim, you have to get into Stom's head a little bit. Where that was kind of like it wasn't that they were Stom stingy. They set up a whole system of justice that actually protected monopolies. They had anti-trust laws. Mm-hmm. That one of the Chazals, if a guy's parnasa was ferrying you across the river, if you swam the river yourself, you had to pay double. Because you're doing him out of his parnasa. It's if it's gezel. Right? Right? It was gezel. Like, you have to pay kefil. Because you cheated him out of his parnasa. How did your father, Zichron Brach, say? He has to make a leben oich. Yeah, so, you know, because you swam the river, you have to pay double. Kefil. That's interesting. Get into their head a little bit.
You didn't take the raft, that's all
thing. Yeah, because you didn't use his services. You didn't use his services. Now, the truth is, going back last week's parsha, you know, let's just answer all the questions we can answer with this. You know, the Hanhoka of when Avraham Avinu met Stom earlier in life, you know, X amount of years earlier, right, when he liberated Lot. So there's an interesting exchange between Avraham Avinu and Melech Stom. So Melech Stom says, Ten li ha-nefesh v'ruchush kachloch. Right, just give me the people, you could take the, chattel. Right? So the Avraham Avinu says, I'm not taking a penny. Nothing. Imichut v'atzroch now. Both of them are acting peculiar. Melech Stom, for sure, being peculiar. You don't have the right to set conditions. By international law, you're Avraham Avinu's slave. You were conquered by, there's a din of kibush. That's how we were allowed to take the land of Amon and Moab. It was Nitaru Besichon Vo, because they captured it. And once there's kibush, so once we captured from them, so now Amon and Moab don't have a taina anymore. Okay, do it. Like we know from the Chumash, like happened later in Nach, that's, you know, they had this exchange with Melech Amon, that once Sichon captured it, it wasn't us for us to take your land, right? There's a din of kibush in international law, right? So, you know, Stone was captured by the four kings, right? Avraham Avinu liberated them, you know, captured them. He's Avraham Avinu's slave. He's not in a position to say, Ten li ha-nefesh v'ruchush kachloch, right? Right? Question number one. But question number two is like this. Right, Avraham Avinu has got no problem taking gifts. He does not have that problem. He seemingly ain't no sonem aton siyichia. Seemingly, I'm sorry, being, you know, sarcastic, right? Because, you know, he took a lot from Paro, and he took a lot from Avimelech. He took a lot from, you know, Sora may have worked hard, but he, for him, was just passive income, right? And over here, he worked hard. You know, went to battle.
I
Melech just gave it to him, right?
Yeah, but Paro also gave him a lot of money, you know.
They both gave it to him. They didn't say, they didn't have to tell him like it was theirs.
Right. Very good. Very good. Right? Avraham Avinu got into his head and understood that in this man's mind, what's yours is be'etzem yours. Right? It's like your money is inalienably yours. Right? They viewed money is like Ashes Ish. You can't give your wife away. You're like, you're married. Right? They view it like it was like Ashes Ish. Inalienable yours. Right? Mamish, whatever you own is you and it are one. It is, you know, it's not shaykh to be taken away from you. It's like an extension of you. Right? And that's why they protected monopolies. This is, if I have a monopoly on, that's be'etzem mine. And if you find a way of outsmarting me, you have to pay me kefil midin gezel. If you have a way of like swimming the river yourself. They had this idea that what belongs to a person is be'etzem his. Right? Right? You know, and he says, that's what Stone was coming from. Like, you know, I'll be nice to you, let you take the money. He says, no, I'm not going to accept it. V'lo tomar nishar, you always say, it's your money in my pockets. When Paro gave, he gave betovas ayin. When Avimelech gave, he gave betovas ayin. They gave it belief showing. But no, v'lo tomar ani esharti es Avram, you're always going to say, I'm rich with your money in my pockets. I don't want that. Right? But yeah, you have to get into where they're coming from. They looked at the history of the world. And they saw Dor HaMabul and they saw Dor HaFlaga. Right? And they were trying to figure out what they have to do to endure and to survive. Right? That they shouldn't collapse like the civilizations before them. Dor HaMabul was Hefker. Of Timlar Schomas, they had no boundaries. So just like with Gilead, right? There were boundaries. Also, they took your money, right? So they saw that in Dor HaMabul, it was Hispashtus Beligvul, right? So they saw that doesn't work, right? HaKadosh will destroy them. Then they came to, they watched the Dor HaFlaga, everything for the state. Right, everything for the state, you know, Nasalon Rishayim, and they, like we spoke about this a little bit last week, everything, you know, converges, and everything is for the sake of Nasalon Rishayim, right? So the people didn't expand, people Adraba converged, right? It's a hitkavtsut, the opposite. That also didn't work out. So they came up with an idea like this: we have to leave exactly everything where it is, not to expand and not to contract. All the kichas, everything should stay exactly where it is. Because when you let things leave their boundaries, it ruins the cosmic balance. And that's why chesed was punishable by death. Because they thought you were destroying the world. Because you're ruining the cosmic balance. Because you're taking something out of its gvul and it's going to the gvul of somewhere else. There has to be an exact, very fair business exchange. And that way the cosmic balance is maintained. So like, you know, because like you can't, chesed, you move too much to the other side, the scale goes down. Right? You're ruining the cosmic balance, you're going to be machri of the world.
Liberalism. What? Destroy the world.
Right. Exactly. Oh, so that's what it says. Shali shali shachoshcha zu, yesh omrim zu mudestom.
You see, when you go to an extreme in chesed, it also could destroy the world.
Right.
That was Dora Mabul, basically.
Basically.
What you're doing is taking everybody's property.
Because you don't respect any boundaries.
The chesed is true.
Right.
Right. So liberty is the
Mabul was a sconscious and the...
Right. So
what does capitalism fall under?
All right. So, okay. We'll get to...
That's the Mabul. He's a capitalist.
All right, so we're going to talk about the correct... So there's the thing I say, kept strict din. Strict din. Right? And there has to be like a very fair trade. Otherwise, you're ruining the
law
cosmic balance.
It's called law and order. And the other one's called liberalism. Right. This is law and order. Stone is right. Law and order.
Right. But law and order to an extreme. Right. Without any chesed.
That's why he's mishpat.
Right. Exactly. Very good. Right. 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 Racham, chesed and rachamim destroy the world. It disrupts the cosmic balance. We have to leave every koch by where it is. Everything has to be in its gvul. And you're only allowed to do business if it'll be a fair trade. And then the cosmic balance is maintained. Because you move a weight from this side, you have to move the same weight to the opposite side, and then the balance is maintained. That's where they were coming from, right? You know, mama shili shili shocha shocha, right? And then you know, and to tip it to shali 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 shocha v'shocha shali, right? That ruins the cosmic balance, whether it's so. Right, and that's where they come from. Strict din, and in that strict din, any person's kinyan is be'etzem his, and there's no undoing that. Right, it ruins the cosmic balance. Right, that's what that was their headspace. Right, so first of all, with this we answer right the first question. Avraham Avinu was a self-appointed shliach tzibur for stone. Right, the shliach can't be any bigger than the mishaleach. Right, if the mishaleach doesn't believe in chesed and rachamim, right, your shliach tzibur can't be any bigger. He's not empowered to argue nekudas that you yourself don't believe in. So Avraham Avinu couldn't defend Sdom mitzad chesed and rachamim because they didn't believe in it. But what does Avraham Avinu want to do? Right, and this all has to do with leidas yitzchak, which is the other theme in the parsha. Right, because their law and order is a necessity, and law and order is not anti-chesed, because like the Ramchal articulates so well, the Yesod that's in Judaism, but the Ramchal is one who just articulated so well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created with a rotzon lehetiv. He just wants to bestow goodness upon us. Right, that's all he wants to do. But he saw that it wouldn't be a hatava shlema if it would be bedera chesed and tzedaka. It would be nahama de kisufa. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us earn it. But the earning of it is just to make it even better, that it's more geschmack. Because you're proud of what you did, and you could face the Shechina upon him, not like a person who's makabel tzedaka, that you're afraid to look the Shechina in the face if you're the beneficiary and you didn't earn it. Right, so it comes out that the Ratzon Lehetiv spawned the Midas Hadin, and the Midas Hadin is coming to complete the Ratzon Lehetiv. Right, and that's what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Ratzon Lehetiv, and then that which says Chazal Ol Machshavah Bros Midas Hadin is step two, because first there's a Ratzon Lehetiv. Ratzon is even above Machshavah; it's more elemental than Machshavah. Then Ol B'Machshavah Li Bros B'Midas Hadin.
Right,
and then after that Rosh Hashanah Shir Midas Rachmim Ubra. Right, you have to still add flexibility, and the adding of flexibility is actually faithful. It's not anti-din, because din itself came from the Ratzon Lehetiv. Right?
Yeah, but so how does this work?
The ideal
is the din, though.
It's the ideal because it's the highest hatava.
So how can you say Stone is just trying to replicate that?
What? So no, because they wanted din, you know, without the Ratzon Lehetiv and without the Shita Nemira Sarachamim. Pure din. Pure din, not recognizing that din is an extension of the Ratzon Lehetiv, because it has to be that way. Din doesn't initiate anything, because din is reactive. You know, whatever mida kenegamida, whatever you do, I'm going to give you a mida kenegamida. Right? To create the world, you need chesed, because there's no world to earn its existence yet. So it has to be zachor rachamecha Hashem v'chasadecha ki me'olam heima. The chesed rachim came even before the world was here, because in chesed initiates. But like we said many times, chesed, there's no commitment in chesed. If you do a guy a favor for 20 years, and then you say you're not doing it anymore, he can't have a tain on you, because there's always a chesed. Din, even if you just pay him a shava pruta for that service, he's obligated. Otherwise, he's liable for breach of contract. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the midas din to give our existence firmness and ongoingness, and to make it a hatava shlema. Right? And that's why Avraham Avinu, who's kulo chesed, Avraham Avinu is like restarting the world. It was Alpaim Tov, and the Alpaim Tov starts from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is like restarting the world, right? And that's why Avraham Avinu's midah is chesed, connected to Ratzon Lehetiv. But from chesed it goes to Yitzchak, from the Ratzon Lehetiv to the midas adin, which gives it firmness. And that's why Avraham Avinu didn't want Eliezer. He didn't want Eliezer. He wanted Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu, he needed the midas adin, the midah of gvura, to make his legacy endure. I can't trust Eliezer. What will keep this legacy firm and enduring is the midah of gvura, right? But the midah of gvura is an extension of the Ratzon Lehetiv, right? To give it kvius, that should be that whatever we get shouldn't be banahama de kisufa. So, and that's the mishpat of the Torah. The mishpat of the Torah is the opportunity to earn and to make the chesed even bigger. That now you could have a relationship with the Shechina that you couldn't have if it would all be derech tzedaka and not earned. You wouldn't be a bar hochi to look the Shechina in the face if you didn't have the opportunity to earn and to be zeicha, to be zeicha. But we have a lot of dinim, dine lulav, lezakos es Yisrael, to give us more schus, and the schus makes us more worthy, bigger b'nei olam haba, bigger dveikus in the Shechina, right? And that's what's happening with Leidas Yitzchak, is that the midas din, din Torah is coming into the world, right? And that's what gives firmness and a completion to the Ratzon Lehetiv. It's better for us, and it also makes what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, that he has to be committed to it, because there is din, and we earn it, so he has to be committed. He can't just, in chesed only, if a person's volunteering, he could quit on you any time, and you can't have a tain on him. Once din is involved, it makes it kavua, it makes us lanetzach, and that's what ensures olam haba, right? Because now he owes it to us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, once put us in a situation that he should owe us. And that way we could also look the Shechina in the face, and we could also be zeiche, have the idea of schus. If there's only chesed without din, there's no such thing as being a zeiche, to be a zakai, to be a zoche, to be have called the yushtaid, and you are in a higher madrega. Right? And that's what's going on. That's what Yitzhak Avinu is, and Stom, Yitzhak Avinu and Stom are good twin and evil twin. And that's what's going on in this week's parsha. That as Yitzhak Avinu is born, the Midas HaDin comes into the world, right? As it was meant to be born, it was destined to be born. On that day, they made Lot a shofet. It's mamish Midas HaDin in the Torah way versus Midas HaDin in the way the liberals think of Midas HaDin. That's a terrible, destructive force. Law and order is such a terrible thing. So unpleasant. Avraham Avinu is arguing, Ribon Shalom, don't let anyone think that Stone was right. Let's show them that real mishpat gives a tosefet, law and order, but not against rachamim. Not against rachamim. Because Adarabba, call merachim al achzorim, sof al achzor achmonim. We can't let the people think there's an issue of message, of chilul Hashem. Cholil lecha, hashofet kol ha'aretz lo yaseh mishpat, there could be a chilul Hashem. People will think that midas ha-mishpat is a destructive thing. Right? And people will think that Stone ideologically was right. If you have to show that midas ha-mishpat is there for our benefit, right? As a completion and a hashlama on the rotzen lehetiv, right? That's what it means. Cholil chol olam haba, right? Even olam, because in olam haba, our schus to face the Shechina, which is the final fruition of the rotzen lehetiv. The rotzen lehetiv was to give us olam haba. In olam haba, we face the Shechina upon him, because that we were zochet bedin. Right, which you wouldn't be able to do. You wouldn't be able to face the Shechina in the face if you weren't be zochet to it. So chil cholom abba, because that's the whole point, that the Midas HaDin was there to make the shlema, the Ratzon Leitiv, a hatova shlema. Can't let Stom think they were right. But by the way, this also explains, the Dora Mabu was destroyed by water. The Dora, Stom was destroyed by fire. Right? Because water, we're taught in Kabbalah, water is a bria that comes from Midas HaChesed. They took chesed to an extreme, that there were no boundaries. Right? Stone took Midas HaDin to an extreme. And we're taught that fire is a nivra that comes from Midas HaDin. Each one got Midah Keneged Midah. They went too far with chesed, so they got swamped with water. They went too far with din, so they got hit by fire. Each one Midah Keneged Midah. Avraham Avinu's message is, let's teach him what the real Midas HaMishpat is all about. Right? What the Republican Party is doing now for this nation, it's the message we got to get out. The liberals have, give a bad name to the Midas HaDin. Law and order is a bad thing. And you're going to deport all these terrible, it'll be cruel to all these criminals, all these illegals, right, that are ruining our country. How can you be so cruel, right? I mean, so, et cetera, et cetera. That's what we're up against. Right? We're up against, the verastichli b'mishpat b'chesed uverachamim. In a bracha v'shiva shofteinu, we want, right, umlocha ta Hashem levadcha b'chesed uverachamim. The mishpat leads is not a steer to chesed and rachamim. The mishpat, the melchay tztaka mishpat, the mishpat is there that because he loves us and because he wants to be meitiv to us, because of that he gave us the midas ha-mishpat. Right? It comes from love, and it's to be mashed that it, that a world without mishpat, there is nothing worse. Rosh Hashiva Zichron Vracha, Yaakov Arm used to say, "You want to destroy a child. You want to mamish destroy a child, right? Ruin him, right? In a way, you want to destroy your own kid. Just ignore him and let him do whatever he wants, right? Right? You reward him, you punish him. Even a punishment, that's for it, a response, right? You know, and there's a connection." You just want to like let him do whatever, ignore him, that's what will destroy him totally. And after Ramchal writes, the biggest, the worst punishment HaKadosh will give us is that there should be no mishpat in the world. That is the worst dinim. There should be no mishpat. And the tikkun ha'olam is with the mishpat, right? Tzion b'mishpat tipar. That's what all things, you know, when it finally, you know, shiftu yosam, riva amonu, when there's mishpat in the world, that's tikkun ha'olam, and that's an extension of Ratz Leitiv. It's the big lie of Sdom, or the big misperception of Sdom, which is the big lie of the liberals, as if midas ha'mishpat is anti-chesed. The message this week's parsha is, as Yitzhak Avinu is bringing the midas ha'din into the world, adding that regal to the Merkava, you should know that this midas ha'mishpat is an extension. Besod, Avram, holiness, Yitzhak, it's an extension of the midas ha'chesed. It's coming to be mashlim, because chesed alone is incomplete. It's not a hatava shlema until you add to it the midah of din Torah.